Mics are live.
Good morning. I call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 10:01 on Thursday, April 11th, 2019. I'm Commissioner Brian Crosches. With me today are Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk and Commissioner Randy Christman. So we do have a quorum. In terms of opening comments, I want to remind everyone that April is Safe Digging Month, and it's not limited, of course, just to April, but all months throughout the year. But April is Safe Digging Month, and Governor has signed a proclamation to that effect. And construction activity is going to be ramping up very quickly now with the nicer weather, I will call it, a little cool today, but things are going to really start to move. And related to that, just to underscore the importance of making sure that excavators, homeowners alike, any activity that has digging involved and whatnot, to make sure that 811 is called, because it is not only the law, but it's also a mechanism to make sure that people are safe out there. On April 10th, here just the other day, in North Carolina, there was a gas explosion. And one person, as of yesterday, was deceased as a result of that. And then a total of 17 were taken to the hospital, including 6 in critical condition. The cause of the explosion is still under investigation, but a spokesperson from the Durham Police Department indicated that a contractor boring under a sidewalk had hit a 2-inch gas line, causing the leak, and then the subsequent explosion as people were actually being evacuated from that area occurred. So absolutely a tragedy, and again, you don't know what's below, so always call. Make sure the lines are marked. There were some rule changes in 2017, and one of those includes hand digging within 24 inches of either side of a line, and a number of other what I feel are really good rule changes. But we certainly don't want to see any more of these accidents and tragedies occur, not just in North Dakota, but anywhere. But in terms of North Dakota, call 811 before you dig. Make sure you know where the facilities are at. Make sure they're marked. And that goes back to making sure the companies are reacting quickly to those requests. They have 48 hours to get the lines marked. But really a sad deal in North Carolina. And that concludes my opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchuk.
I don't have any opening comments.
Commissioner Christman.
Nor do I. Thank you.
Okay, we have 10 items on consent on the previous minutes. I move they be approved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, I have two items on the regular agenda. The first is I move the commission adopt the order on consent agreement and Public Service Commission, One Oak Rockies Midstream LLC, Damage Prevention Enforcement, case number PU-18-346.
Second.
And One Oak Rockies Midstream LLC, Damage Prevention Enforcement, case PU-18-349.
Second that, too.
All right. So we've got two cases, both with One Oak. The first, on September 14th, 2018, the commission received a North Dakota One Call complaint from Lowenbro Pipeline alleging a violation by One Oak Rockies Midstream. That was case PU-18-346. On September 19th, the commission of 2018, the commission sent a letter to One Oak enclosing the complaint itself, and on October 3rd, 2018, One Oak filed a response to that complaint, to the September 14th complaint. Also on September 19th, In 2018, the commission received a North Dakota one-call complaint from Lowenbro, again alleging a violation by One Oak of North Dakota Century Code, Chapter 49-23, which is the one-call excavation notice system. That is case number PU-18-349. On September 19th, the commission sent a letter to One Oak, and again on October 3rd, 2018, One Oak filed a response to the September 19th one-call complaint. In case number PU-18-346 and in case number PU-18-349, Lowenbro alleges violations by One Oak, again of the North Dakota Century Code, for failure to locate and mark or otherwise provide the approximate horizontal location of the underground facilities of the operator within the location period or as agreed by the parties. As a result of the investigation, advocacy staff concluded that One Oak violated North Dakota Century Code in both cases, and following that, One Oak and advocacy staff engaged in good faith settlement discussions that resulted in a consent agreement intended to avoid further administrative proceedings or litigation. Under the consent agreement, One Oak agrees to be assessed a civil penalty of $1,000 in case number PU-18-346 and $1,000 in case number PU-18-349 for a total of $2,000. And that $2,000 would be payable to the PSC within 10 business days of service of this order. And again, it just going back to the North Carolina example, not only making sure excavators are doing a good job when they're excavating and paying attention to where the lines are marked, but also that operators themselves are getting out in a timely fashion and making sure those lines are marked so crews aren't held up, which is an added cost to them, and also just to ensure overall safety.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, my next item, I move the commission adopt the order in Northern States Power Company Renewable Resource Cost Recovery 2019 rates, case number PU-18-368.
Second.
This goes back to October 10th, 2018. NSP filed an application for approval of its 2019 renewable energy rider rate. October 24th, the commission suspended the rate, reduced the application fee to $10,000. The commission did issue a notice of opportunity for hearing on November 8th, which provided until December 20th, both of 2018, for receiving written comments and hearing requests. No response was received. The notice identified the issues to be considered in this matter, which included whether investments and associated costs for the new or modified electric. Hang on a second. Here it says modified electric transmission facilities on the order. That was 18-364 that we approved on March 13th. Can I note that as an adjustment?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that would be for, that would be substituted with the renewable resource rider, not the transmission facilities. And this would still be the same whether the incurred costs are reasonable and prudent and whether the rate adjustments are consistent with the terms of NSP's tariff. On November 27th, NSP filed a correction to the application, revising the 2019 renewable energy revenue requirement and the proposed renewable energy rate. February 6th, the commission discussed the matter with NSP during an informal hearing. And as a result of the change, NSP reports a nine-month April through December 2019 that would not be TCR, that would be renewable resource revenue requirement, renewable resource rider revenue requirement. Of $1.9 million approximately, and the average monthly billing impact for a residential customer using 750 kilowatt hours per month would be an increase of approximately 89 cents.
Mr. Chairman.
And the order, you know what, the order itself again states transmission facility cost recovery. As much as I don't like doing this, I wonder if the language is problematic in the sense that we need to have it corrected, and then can we readdress it during the administrative portion of the meeting? I just don't want to be voting on something with so many verbal changes, assuming that I have...
Yes, a corrected copy we can have drafted and...
Yeah, I'm
not sure we can do that at the. I think we'll have to do it at the end of the formal. So why don't you lay it over till the end of the formal, see if they can get it done in that time period.
I missed the first one, the first correction that you saw.
Well, if you go through it, the first is in the third or right below the third paragraph. It has transmission facilities, which is not correct.
Mr. Chairman, maybe we should move this to, because I'd like to, I have questions now that the numbers are correct, so I think we need to revisit the entire thing, and if we need to have a special meeting to address just this issue, I'd be open to that.
I agree.
I do, too. It's because now I want to make sure the numbers are exactly right as well. So, Pat, can you get the order corrected, please, and then...
And we will hold it over till the next meeting.
We will hold it over till the next meeting. That concludes my portfolio.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have just one item. I move the commission deem complete the combined application for a corridor certificate and a route permit and issue a notice of filing and public hearing in One Oak Bakken Pipeline LLC 12-inch NGL Pipeline McKinsey County siting application case number PU-19-85.
Second.
Thank you, Randy. A public hearing on the application in this case is scheduled for May 17th, 9 a.m. Central Time at the Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Watford City. A One Oak Bakken Pipeline LLC has filed a combined application for a corridor certificate and route permit for location of a natural gas liquids pipeline approximately 10.8 miles long in McKinsey County, North Dakota. The pipeline is a Y-grade NGL pipeline. It will transmit product produced at the Targa Little Missouri Gas Plant and connect it into their NGL system that will transport the product further west out of North Dakota and south to the mid-continent and Gulf Coast markets. This pipeline will have a 20,000 barrel per day capacity. And so this actually is kind of a project that's related to the pipeline that we had a hearing on last week in Watford City. This pipeline, as I'm understanding it, will be a feeder into that pipeline. And so we have a hearing set for May 17th in Watford City and I encourage the public to come and talk to us about this project if they have any concerns or any questions about it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I do have a question, and it seems awful trivial, but it could be awful important to the public if we have a mistake in our public notice. And so I just want to confirm, this seems like in Watford City, we have so frequently used one location for our meetings.
Right.
Is this a different location, or is this a typo?
It looks like it's a different location. Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to confirm. I just wanted to confirm that. I'm okay with a different location.
Spreading our wings, experiencing more of what Wofford City has to offer. Still sounds like it's walking distance to Subway, though.
I'm good with that, and I just wanted to make sure that we weren't having a mistake that would cause people problems up there.
Thank you, Randy.
Any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying no. Motion is approved.
All right. Thank you. Commissioner Crisp.
Okay. RC1, I move the commission approve. Oh, wait. If it's all right with the chairman, I'd like to switch RC2 and RC1 around.
Absolutely. I think,
to me, that's more explainable. So we'll go to RC2. I move the commission approve revision number 22 to surface coal mining permit number NACT-0201 held by the Coteau Properties Company for the Freedom Mine to identify the next 5-year coal removal areas and update mining and reclamation plans and other sections of the permit for the next permit term.
Second.
On November 20th of last year, the Coteau Properties Company filed the application for revision number 22 to this permit. This revision identifies the next 5-year coal removal areas and addresses items that were identified as requiring updating or modification by the Reclamation Division during a pre-renewal review of the permit. This revision updates introductory information, legal information, business entity and compliance information, the identification of interests and rights of entry, geology, surface water hydrology and management, soil resources, operations plans, post-mining land use plans, revegetation establishment and management procedures, post-mining wetlands, post-mining stock ponds, and it provides updates to the consolidated blasting plan. The post-mining land use plans were also updated to describe soil respread and compaction testing being conducted by NDSU in this permit area. I'm pretty excited about that because this is some of the first scientific research that's being done on reclamation in quite some time, so I'm pleased about that. This revision also finds another thing, and I think it's important to point out in context of some of the grousing from people during the legislative session and other areas of work the commission does about the thoroughness of reviews that we do around here. So I just want to point out that this revision finds that threatened and endangered species findings were reviewed in consultation with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's North Dakota Field Office, and it was determined that surface coal mining and reclamation activities planned during the next term of the permit will have no effect on the continued existence of any listed threatened or endangered species or any designated critical habitat. So these things are thoroughly reviewed in these mine revisions. This revision was considered a significant revision application and was subject to the public notice requirements. Coteau has submitted affidavits of publication of the newspaper notices. We notified the appropriate agencies, affected landowners, and the advisory committee members. We received no comments or objections to this revision application. Adequate performance bond is currently in effect for the mine-wide consolidated bonding plan, which was updated in 2017. This and other permits at the Freedom Mine are covered by self and collateral bonds totaling $146 million. The Reclamation Division has completed its review of this revision application and recommends it be approved.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I would just like to echo Commissioner Christman's comments. This is an incredibly thorough process, and it is why North Dakota Reclamation in particular has been deemed world-class. So kudos to the staff that makes it happen, as well as the portfolio holder, Commissioner Christman, who oversees the program, doing an absolutely fantastic job.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
This next one will sound similar, and I'll explain the distinction if I get a second on the motion. I move the commission approve renewal number 3 to surface coal mining permit number NACT-0201 held by the Coteau Properties Company for the Freedom Mine to extend the permit term on the existing permit area for another 5 years until April 14, 2024.
Second.
So the previous motion and discussion was about a revision, and revisions happen just every so often when there are plan changes and we revise the mine plan. However, the mine plans only go for 5 years. And so at this particular point in time, they need this 5 year, a new renewal of their permit. And part of the renewal process is that we did those revisions. So that was a step to getting to what we have here, which is this 5 year renewal. On November 20th of last year, Coteau filed the application for this renewal. It's number 3 to the mining operations within this permit, and it will go until April 14th of 2024. The permit covers all or portions of 32 sections in Mercer County, totaling 17,170.7 acres. Coteau has applied for this license renewal because, as I said, the coal removal operations will continue for many years in this area, and these renewals are in 5 year increments. Again, as in the previous case, Coteau has submitted the affidavits of publication of the newspaper notice. We notified the appropriate agencies, affected landowners, and advisory committee members. We received no comments or objections to this renewal application. And as I mentioned before, they have the mine-wide bonding plan covered by $146 million of self and collateral bonds. As in the previous case, the Reclamation Division has completed its review of the permit renewal and recommends that it be approved.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I just want to add one point that I left off of my previous comments on RC2, and also recognize the fact that industry is very dedicated to ensuring they do a good job out there as well, and really appreciate those efforts.
Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
RC3, I move the commission execute contract AM-811-19 with Agapito Associates Incorporated in the amount of $366,890 for drilling and other services for the 2019 exploratory drilling AML project at abandoned underground coal mines.
Second.
On March 1st, the AML division issued an invitation for bids for drilling and casing drill holes and associated work for the 2019 exploratory drilling project. The project involves drilling to locate abandoned underground mine workings primarily at a business along County Road Number 9 near Williston. The public bid opening was held on March 12th, and 2 bids were received. The low bid was received from Agapito Associates. It's a Colorado company, and the amount of the $366,890. Our cost estimate for this project was $404,650, so this is a nice bid compared to what we had expected. A notice of intent to award a contract to AAI was issued on March 13th. The other bidder did not appeal the intent to award. The signed contract has been returned, and we have also received performance and payment bonds, a certificate of liability insurance, and other materials that were requested. So staff recommends the commission execute the contract with Agapito Associates in the amount of $366,890.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
RC4, I move the commission execute a contract AM-808-19 with Earthworm Excavating in the amount of $199,996.26 for filling sinkholes caused by abandoned underground coal mines in western North Dakota.
Second.
On February 6th, the ML Division issued an invitation for bids for sinkhole filling at numerous locations around the western part of the state. This project involves the excavation and filling of sinkholes that have formed due to the collapse of abandoned underground coal mines. The sinkhole filling project will occur over both 2019 and 2020 construction seasons, and the contract ends December 31st of 2020. The notice for this project set a maximum bid price of $200,000, and the award is to be made to the bidder whose combination of unit prices allows the maximum cubic yards of sinkhole filling. So kind of the opposite of the other one. Instead of hoping for the lowest amount of money here, we set the amount of money and hope for the most amount of work. The public bid opening was held February 28th. Six bids were received. Earthworm Excavating of Tallna, North Dakota, bid $6.89 per cubic yard for 25,834 cubic yards of sinkhole filling and $15,000 for mobilizations and $7,000 for tillage and seeding. The notice of intent to award a contract to Earthworm Excavating was issued on March 4th. None of the other bidders appealed the intent to award. The signed contract has been returned in liability insurance form, and other materials that were requested have also been received. So staff recommends the commission execute the contract with Earthworm Excavating in the amount of $199,996.26. This is the second of the two AML contracts for today. And so I just want to point out, the whole time here, I have enjoyed going to these bid lettings. Some of the bids just come in via the mail, but some of the contractors come in, and it's just an exciting and interesting process to see private companies have a chance to come in and competitively bid on these public proposals. And Bill has, my entire time here and well before that, always managed those so well, and I appreciate the openness and that chance for these contractors to come in and put in their bid and then year after year do some fine work in reclaiming some of these old abandoned mine land areas. So appreciate the great work on that.
I'll second that, because this is actually the final regular meeting during Bill's tenure. He has announced his retirement on the 30th, and our next meeting is on the 1st. So we really, truly can't thank you enough, Bill, for all your work and the style in which you've done it. You've been an awesome team member here. You've been just a delight to work with and have done really great work on behalf of the citizens that you have served in this capacity. So thank you very much. We look forward to your retirement party, which is a really cool, I have to do a shout out for you on that, because unlike most retirements where the agency thanks the employee, Bill insisted that his retirement was going to be a thanks to us, and he and his family are actually making Thanksgiving dinner for the entire staff, making and serving and bringing in. So we'll be having Thanksgiving dinner on the 30th in the PSC. Thanks to you, Bill, and it's just really a neat gesture and very consistent with how you have accomplished your work here. So thank you very much. We are going to miss you, and we wish you the very best in your retirement.
Thank you. I can't think of another job that would have better met my knowledge, skills, abilities, and interests than this one. It's like I tell everybody, it's been a good gig over the last 35
years. I was going to do this next week, so it'll be old news to a handful of people, but I guess a good point that while we have, I know we have people who watch our meetings, and, you know, being a Mercer County guy, we out there have lived a lot of the benefits of this AML program over the years, and so I was aware of Bill's work well before coming here, and Bill and the whole AML team and these contractors that come in and do the work, and it is an important thing. You know, we especially when it's along a road or something, these cave-ins occur, and somebody has to fix it. And I'm so grateful that that this program exists and that it's been so well run here. It's just really an important part of life after the coal mining that occurred in the pre-reclamation years. So, great work.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
RC5, I move the Commission adopt the order granting request to discontinue business in Candu Farmers Grain and Oil Cooperative Incorporated Grain Warehouse Discontinue Business Case Number GE-19-109.
Second.
We received a request to discontinue business from Candu Farmers Grain and Oil Cooperative for their licensed grain warehouses. There's two of them at Candu and Eglund. Candu Farmers Grain and Oil merged with North Central Grain Cooperative of Bisbee. So this is kind of a three-way move here, so you got to pay attention. Candu Farmers Grain merged with North Central Grain Cooperative. North Central Grain Cooperative has changed its name to Legacy Cooperative. So Legacy Cooperative has applied for a grain warehouse license for these facilities at Candu and Eglund. Legacy Cooperative will be assuming all unpaid scale tickets, open contracts, and grain inventory. There are no outstanding storage obligations, so staff recommends the request be approved effective March 26th. And in order for that circle of activity to occur without a hitch to the customers, I did sign a temporary order on this earlier.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
My last item, I move the Commission adopt order granting request to discontinue business in Northwood Bean Company Incorporated, license number 1136, Northwood, North Dakota, discontinue business case number GE-19-111.
Second.
We received this request to discontinue business from Northwood Bean for their warehouse at Northwood. There are no outstanding storage obligations, unpaid scale tickets, open contracts, or grain inventory. This facility is being sold to Pulses America Incorporated. Pulses America has started the license process but has not submitted an application. Staff recommends the request be approved effective April 1st. And again, and I always like to point these out for how the dates match up, but I did sign a temporary discontinue business on this one as well.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Mr. Chairman, that concludes my portfolio.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Okay, just a few announcements. We do have an informal hearing this afternoon, excuse me, at 1:30 with Otter Tail Power Company. That's case number PU-19-17. That's a renewable resource cost recovery discussion. And our next regular commission meeting is on Wednesday, May 1st at 10 o'clock here at the commission hearing room at the state capitol. And then finally, it's already been mentioned, but is it Friday, April 26th, Bill, your retirement party?
Yes, it is.
That's worthy of an announcement as well, since it's been 35 years and you've done such a fantastic job. So
I hope all three of you will be there, so it's good to have an announcement.
I never miss a good turkey dinner. I'm firm on that. So, yeah, looking forward to it very much. We will now take a brief recess to take questions from the press, possibly followed by a short break, and then the administrative portion of the meeting. This meeting is now in recess.